Rapid fire. Youth. American Legion baseball by the numbers. 120,000 paid attendance for the 2016 American Legion World Series, ALWS, marking the sixth record-setting year for fan support. 60,000-plus young men and women participating in American Legion baseball annually. $25,000 amount in scholarships awarded annually by American Legion Baseball and Diamond. Download applications at legion.org/scholarships/baseball. 1926, the first year of American Legion Baseball, following a proposal from the Department of South Dakota in 1925. 71, former American Legion Baseball players in the Baseball Hall of Fame, including all three honorees in 2017, Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Ivan Rodriguez. 64, teams that will qualify for the 8 regional tournaments, August 2nd to 6th, in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, Leesburg, Virginia, Asheboro, North Carolina, New Orleans, Napoleon, Ohio, Dickinson, North Dakota, Missoula, Montana, and Denver. 15, games to be webcast on ESPN3, available online for every contest during this year's ALWS, August 10th to 15th. To watch online, go to ESPN.com/watch. 9, games to be broadcast live on national television on ESPNU. 8, teams that will take the field in Shelby, North Carolina for the ALWS. Each team will get at least one game on national television on ESPNU. 141, the Dish Network channel for ESPNU. National Convention. Follow the Legion's Reno Convention online. Legionnaires preparing to head to Reno, Nevada for the 99th National Convention in late August, and anyone who wants to keep up with what's happening at the Legion's biggest annual gathering should be sure to bookmark the convention page, www.legion.org/convention, at legion.org. It includes news, stories, and information about the following events, including an interview with Master of Ceremonies Neil McCoy, who will also perform at the National Commander's Banquet on August 22nd. Tickets are still available at $47. Contact your department adjutant. The Color Guard contests on August 18th open to the public. American Legion Family Night with the Reno Aces baseball team on August 21st. Tickets must be purchased in advance. The post-parade party on August 20th, sponsored by the Department of Nevada. Workshops and training, www.legion.org/convention. Active duty, heavy burden for special ops. 8,000, approximate number of U.S. Special Operations personnel currently deployed. 138, number of countries in which U.S. Special Operations personnel were deployed in 2016. 70% of the world's countries in which U.S. Special Operations personnel were deployed in 2016. 2% of the Pentagon's budget and manpower represented by Special Operations Command. Honor and Remembrance. Planning begins for a National Memorial to War on Terror. The process of planning and fundraising is underway for a National Memorial to the Global War on Terrorism, Military Times reports, hoping to ensure that the first generation of warriors who fought the war will be able to appreciate the memorial. Supporters want lawmakers and veterans advocates to accelerate the building process. A 40-year-old service member who seized the first airfield in Kandahar in 2001 is now 56. Andrew Brennan, executive director of the Global War on Terror Memorial Foundation and a veteran of the Afghanistan War, told The Times, "Given that these efforts often take 5 to 7 years, we're in a position where that service member may be taking grandchildren to see the memorial for the war he fought in." In May, the American Legion's National Executive Committee passed Resolution 16, which supports construction of a National Global War on Terror Memorial. Military Times reports that no site or design has been selected yet, because under federal law, the project technically can't go ahead until 10 years after the conflict ends. Given that the war on terrorism is an ongoing conflict, supporters are looking for a waiver to the 10-year rule so they can start working now to honor the nearly 7,000 U.S. troops killed on the many fronts of the war that began September 11, 2001. U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican Wisconsin, who served 2 tours in Iraq, is sponsoring the waiver legislation. Find out more online at GWOTMemorialFoundation.org. money, student loan crisis. The Millennial Policy Center offers some staggering stats on the nation's mounting college loan crisis. College tuition has increased by more than 500% since 1985, more than health care, gasoline, and food prices. Student loan debt exceeds $1.4 trillion and surpasses all other forms of consumer debt. The average 2016 undergraduate left college saddled with $37,172 in student loan debt. Defense, a bigger shield. Increasingly alarmed by North Korea's full-tilt drive for long-range missiles, Congress is considering plans to fund construction of additional ground-based interceptor missiles on U.S. territory, The Hill reports. Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican Alaska, is pushing legislation that would add 28 new ground-based interceptors in Alaska and California, which would increase their total number by more than 30%. The United States currently fields a total of 30 interceptors at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and Fort Greely in Alaska. 14 more will be added in Alaska by the end of 2017. The Great War 100. Honor and Remembrance. In the main, one can't complain. Editor's note. Throughout the Great War centennial, the American Legion magazine will publish excerpts from the letters of D.B. Bernard Ryan of Albion, New York, who served as an Army infantry officer and helped found American Legion Charette Post 35 in 1919. Madison Barracks, New York, August 7, 1917. Dear Mother, yesterday Captain Marmon told us in groups while we were drilling to get uniforms, etc., and my books have been reissued, which means that I will have a commission. It will be only a second lieutenant, and men will be ranked above me as firsts and as captains, whom I do not believe any more capable than I. Some are younger and had no previous experience in military work, and of course I feel it. I am in large measure to blame because I did not push myself forward from the start and grab things to do. But, you know, I never have played any game that way and have therefore always lost except in satisfaction of conscience, the value of which I am coming to believe I have overestimated. But I must put aside all my personal considerations, must forget the traits of character I have seen in the men who have made their way thus, and go into the new game for all it is worth, without feeling or resentment. There will be no trouble about my obedience, nor enthusiasm, nor thoroughness, any more than in my past undertakings in the face of similar heart-aching odds. In the main, however, one can't complain. The unlikely men have been eliminated, and the likely ones retained in most cases. There is a general feeling that Captain Marmon has been very fair. Also, it is not unlikely that one will have a chance for promotion at Wrightstown. Camp Dix, New Jersey, August 30, 1917. Everything here in a rough and disorganized state, like the address on the envelope, the only one I have, which I begged. Much worse than Madison on the first day. Haven't my baggage yet, and have to wear serge and a soiled white shirt. There are others in the same boat. I was issued a cot and two blankets last night and slept on them. The cot has a wire spring, and so not as comfortable without a mattress as a canvas cot would be. This place is huge. One can't grasp it. Wish you could see it, but it is no place to bring you at present. Did see two women. One was a little hopeful bride of a boyish second lieutenant. He must have been wild to bring her all the way. Find many men married since the 15th. Love, D.B.R. Honor and Remembrance, World War I Memorial to Depict Soldiers' Journey. In May, the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, CFA, approved the U.S. World War I Centennial Commission's design concept for a national World War I memorial in Washington, D.C., a significant milestone in progress toward building the memorial, which the American Legion supports. Since 2015, the winning concept design for Pershing Park has significantly evolved, with regulatory agency reviews and public feedback. The CFA-approved design balances commemoration with preservation and restoration, enlarging the current fountain at the western edge of the existing pool. The east-facing side of that expanded fountain will become the memorial's emotional center, a 65-foot-long bronze bas-relief sculpture with figures that tell the story of U.S. involvement during the war through the experience of a single soldier, unfolding in five scenes, the soldier taking leave from his home with a child handing him a helmet, the call to arms as the United States goes to war, the battle shown in all its fury and passion, depicting the courage, heroism, and sacrifice of U.S. troops, the aftermath portraying the mental and physical cost of war, but also reflecting the deserved pride in U.S. achievements in the war and The Return, in which a soldier arrives home and hands back a used helmet to a young girl, symbolizing the coming American century, including the greater cataclysm that would follow 20 years later. The design will also create a walkway over the restored pool for visitors to access the sculpture and fountain. In addition, the current kiosk will be replaced with a flagpole that will include other commemorative elements. All other areas of the park would be considered for preservation and restoration, including the existing statue to General John J. Pershing, commander of the American Expeditionary Forces in World War I. www.1cc.org/memorial. Careers, How to Navigate the Federal Job World, The Job Front by Wendy S. Enelow. As you probably already know, the federal government is one of the largest employers in our nation. Here are some essential facts you should know about federal hiring. Job opportunities are abundant, particularly within certain agencies and organizations. While just about all have some openings, the ones with the most hiring activity include the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, VA, the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Department of Defense. Opportunities are quite strong in certain professions, many of which mirror what's happening in the business world at large. You'll find the most jobs at all levels in information technology, telecommunications, healthcare, security, and energy. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest demographic data, the average age of a full-time federal civilian employee is 47.4 years. 56% are men, 43% are women, and 51% have bachelor's degrees. The average salary is $81,000 a year. 90% are in white-collar jobs and 10% blue-collar. Federal resume writing is different than corporate resume writing. It is critical that you research the rules and requirements for federal resumes and respond to each job posting's specific instructions. If you already have a corporate company resume, you can use it as the foundation for your federal resume as long as you make the appropriate additions and other edits. Security clearances are valuable in the hiring process. If you have a current clearance, that's a huge advantage over other candidates. If you previously had a clearance but it's no longer active, that's still a plus because it should help expedite your new clearance and attest to your integrity and patriotism. There are many online resources to help you seek and prepare for federal employment. Three of the largest are usajobs.gov, usa.gov, and federalgovernmentjobs.us. However, there are others too, so search multiple online resources to find the opportunities that best suit your targeted career goals. Centennial, Post 331, Stone Harbor, New Jersey. Following World War II, the founding members of Stephen C. Ludlam, American Legion Post 331, purchased and restored a deactivated U.S. Coast Guard station for their post building. Built in 1895, Tatham Life Saving Station is the oldest stone building in Stone Harbor. The first floor is a museum of memorabilia and displays about maritime rescues, while the second floor is a military museum. The tower has a panoramic view of the southern part of Seven Mile Island. Legionnaires and members of Post 331 Sons of the American Legion Squadron conduct free tours 5 days a week during the summer months. The post's namesake, Army PFC Stephen Ludlam, was killed in action January 23, 1945, during the Battle of the Colmar Pocket. For saving his comrades and silencing a German machine gun battery, he was posthumously awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. Education. Be aware of VA housing allowance start dates. My GI Bill, Veterans and Education by Valerie Hefner. Question. I will be using my post 9/11 GI Bill benefits at a community college during the fall semester. I received a letter from VA telling me I will receive three-quarters housing allowance until October 20th, after which I will receive full-time housing allowance. I am confused, as my advisor stated I was enrolled full-time. Can you help? Answer. VA calculates full-time within a semester a bit differently. According to VA, if you are enrolled full-time in all classes, depending on your semester, 10 to 13 or 15 to 19 weeks, and the classes start at the same time, you are full-time. However, if you have an 8-week class, you will not be full-time for the entire semester. For example, August 24th to December 17th, 2017, 9 credits. October 20th to December 17, 2017, 3 credits. By the above example, you will not be considered full-time until October 20th. Your school may consider you full-time for the semester, but VA requires you to be in attendance for the time enrolled. Personal Finance, USAA, How Your Car Purchase Can Lead to Financial Freedom, Focus on Finances, J.J. Montanaro. Cars are part of the fabric of American life. The satisfaction they provide and the messages they broadcast are undeniable. However, they can also be a roadblock to financial security. Years ago, I wrote an article about how driving your family cars for a few extra years could transform you into a millionaire. I've decided to touch up that message with a fresh coat of paint and get it back out on the street. It's exciting. A few savvy moves with your car purchase could truly help secure your financial future. Keep these four thoughts in mind, and you could be on the fast track to financial freedom. A missing car payment every 3 years can fill a huge gap, $800,000. This was my original premise. According to Experian, at the end of last year, the average car payment for a new car was $506 per month. Take the inflation-adjusted car payment and invest it at 7% for 3 of every 8 years, the extra 3 years of driving, and when you hit 67, you'd have around $800,000. Talk about being able to buy some experiences that would be a lot cooler than sitting behind the wheel in traffic. Undercutting the average could propel you to far outperform $300,000. According to the same Experian data, the average new car cost was $30,621. What if, just once, you undercut that by half and stuck the proceeds of your frugality in a long-term investment account? 40-some years later, you'd have a nice chunk of change set aside. Paying attention to the total cost of ownership can pay big dividends. Anyone who has owned a vehicle understands that the payments is just one element of what it costs to drive and maintain a car or truck. Expenditures on gas, auto insurance, and maintenance can vary dramatically from vehicle to vehicle. Just remember that money spent to fuel, fix, or insure your vehicle is money that's not available to pay down debt, build savings, or invest for the future. Older is better. Call me crazy or just self-aware, but I seem to be weaving this statement into more and more of what I do. When it comes to cars, though, just a little older can be a lot better. Buying a 1 or 2 year old vehicle could be ideal. Think about it. Somebody else took the immediate depreciation hit. It's likely still comfortably covered by the manufacturer's warranty, and it's also equipped with near-new technology and safety features. Why shouldn't it be a great target for your next purchase? And as my friend and military family finance guru Ellie Kay says, if you're craving that new car smell, buy a new car-scented air freshener. Not surprisingly, the average loan for a used car was $19,329 per Experian. I know I've never looked ahead 30, 40, or 50 years and considered the implications of my next car purchase, but it just might be worth a shot. A new expensive car, or the freedom and flexibility to do what you want when you want. Legionnaires in Action. Colorado Post rebuilds home for disabled Iraq vet, son. American Legion Post 171 in Cripple Creek, Colorado, led a community project to restore the unlivable home of disabled Marine Corps veteran Andrew Smith and his 8-year-old son, Laren, who has muscular dystrophy. Here's a look back at the 10-month project. 192 donors from 32 states and the District of Columbia. 27 organizations and individuals donated materials for the project. 65 volunteers worked on everything inside and outside the 2-story home, including a wheelchair ramp for Laren and a deck overlooking the mountains. 2,500-plus volunteer hours spent rehabbing the home, which the Smiths were forced to vacate because of mold. Recruit, renew, revitalize. The American Legion family's legacy of service, advocacy, patriotism, and mentorship will continue to grow into its second century as long as membership increases, too. Now that a new membership year is upon us, help carry the legacy forward by renewing, reminding others to renew, recruiting new members to the American Legion family, and where appropriate, revitalizing or chartering new posts. The application forms below are provided so you can sign up a new member, collect dues, and help us all grow together heading into our centennial celebration. Remember, it's also easy to renew and pay membership dues online at www.legion.org/renew. Let's all work together now to grow membership for the future.